ready. So when you come in, there's, you know, like Alex Patan when he came in and was a leading rookie scorer in the WCHA, you know, or like Shane Hanna's come in and he's leading all the defensemen in the WCHA in scoring. Yeah. That's over ready, and that's what you want.
All right, here's a good question. Since you have a later face-off than all but one game this weekend, Coach, there will be results in the buildings before your game is finished. If you're at home, you could control the information at the arena a little bit more. So is it a concern at all that players will be scoreboard watching during the game?
No, I don't think the players will be scoreboard watching during the game. I mean, you have to be so dialed in and so focused. The only situation that you might be watching something would be maybe on Saturday night, and not the players, but coaches, for example. I mean, if we are in a tight game and you know, maybe we're tied, but we have to win that game, we might pull the goalie. You know, I mean, there's situations where we're going to have to make sure we're in contact with what's going on around the league, just in case you have to put yourself in a situation, or you get yourself in a situation where you might have to pull your goalie or whatever it might be. So we'll be real dialed in, I think, more so on Saturday. But we just got to go win on Friday, and then hopefully we'll be in good shape.
It's just so awesome that this is, I mean, this is going to
yeah,
be...
Yeah, for you.
Well, no, I mean, I'm nervous too. This is our buddy Dave Ellis, by the way, with this question. Good question, Dave. He also goes on to say that some schools have had the tendency to put negative information for the visitors while the game is being played to try to distract them, and is wondering if that will be at all...
Well,
the case
I don't know
game.
How Dave would know that. And I know he worked at Michigan. That's, I won't say their name, but the Spartan. Yeah, they maybe. Would they do that down there? No. No, I don't think that's going to be a case. But like I said, I think it's important. You have to know the situation that your team is in. And if you have to, from a coaching standpoint, do something to help your team win or tie or whatever it might be, then you have to be familiar with what's going on and be in tune to what, you know, the scores and where you're at.
Next question, how much stock does Mel put into the plus-minus stat?
Well, you know, it can be deceiving, but at the end of the day, it usually all works out, you know, plus-minus. Sometimes you could be just stepping on the ice when your team gets scored against and you have no influence on the play. You're just in a bad situation. So you have to take the plus-minus with a grain of salt. But it's important. It's really important. I mean, if you're... You know, if you can see, we chart a lot of things. We chart, for example, who has been on for every power play goal against. So if it's the same four guys who've been out for all 20-some goals we've given up, then do we have the right guys out on the ice? You know, or if there's one guy who's been out for 20 and other guys have only been out for two or three, then you know, I gotta say, hey, are we putting that guy in the right situation? So so that's similar to plus minus. If a guy's really minus, you have to really break it down and see what's happened and you know, see the situation, why the minuses are stacking up. And one thing too, if you can't score, like if you're on a line or situation where you're not scoring, then you're getting scored against, then that really makes it tough. You have to be really good defensively if you're not scoring. If you're scoring a little bit, then you know, you can maybe have a little wiggle room if you give up a goal here or there.
Is there more weight to a plus minus stat for a defenseman than a forward?
I think so. I think a little bit more, you know, because obviously defensemen, it's you're in your zone, and you know, a lot of times you're either picking up sticks or making good reads, or you know, you're not turning the puck over, or you're turning the puck over. So I think with that stat, I definitely put on the defenseman a little bit more than I would the forwards.
How much have you used securing home ice as an extra motivation during the second half of the season, Coach?
We haven't talked about it very much at all. You know, it seems like every game has been, you know, and I think the Fairbanks weekend was a good example where we talked a lot about, not a lot, but we talked about home ice more than we had and being in third place more or less. And I thought we got away from the task at hand and weren't ready to play for whatever reason. And maybe we got ahead of ourselves. And you can't get ahead of yourselves. You have to put yourself in the moment and only worry about that situation. So we do. I think it's important that your team knows. The team knows. They know. They read the internet. They look at the standings. They know what's going on. So we did address it yesterday for the first time in a while that, you know, there's a lot at stake this weekend for both teams. We talked about Minnesota State playing for first place, mm-hmm. and we're going into a hornet's nest. And, you know, we have a lot at stake, too. And we got an opportunity to be the first team and 21 years, you said, Dirk, to play at home, to host a playoff series here at Michigan Tech. And that's important. And we talked about some of the milestones that we have accomplished, winning the first GLI in 30 years, which was huge. I mean, finishing over 500 in the WCHA, or at least 500 in the WCHA for the first time in I don't know how long. So, getting to the Final Five. There's been a lot of good things that have gone on here. So this is another milestone. It's another goal of our team to get home ice for the playoffs. So there's a motivation factor. Yeah, a little bit, but you still have to take the game at hand and make sure you're ready to play that game.
I mean, these games are more imminent. We know more of what exactly can happen if we win or if we lose.
Right.
Is there any concern about, because there was a lot on the line for the Alaska series,
right,
too, and we didn't come out and play our best series?
Well, I think we learned from that, especially as coaches, we learned from that. And like I said, I thought we got a little ahead of ourselves. Like, we're not going to talk about the playoffs at all this week. I mean, really, we're dialed in, and from here on through the games this weekend, every thought and mention and talk is going to be about Minnesota State and our team and Friday night, and not get ahead of ourselves and how we have to be ready and here's what we need to do and drill it home to our players and make sure we have the energy. And then you have to go out and execute. You know, I think we'll have the energy. We're going to play hard. We'll show up and give it everything we have. Now, can we execute? You know, can you execute the game plan? That's the next step of it. And you have another team that's trying to not let you execute your game plan. They're trying to impose their will upon you, but we have to make sure that, and it's a fine line, Dirk. It's a fine line between winning and losing. So, and there's the emotions of the games, the ups and downs, and we just have to maintain and play with some poise and get the job done. That's the bottom line, whether we have to go around them, through them, over them, underneath them, whatever. We can't be denied. We have to get the job done.
Absolutely. Great questions, by the way, folks. Thanks for those, and we appreciate it. Coach, really quick here, we only got a couple of minutes.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you about the games coming up this weekend outside of the Minnesota State Michigan Tech games and who you are thinking will win. First of all, Bemidji State and Bowling Green, a crucial series not only to them but to us.
I see a split.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that, two good teams, similar, so I'm going to go with a split there.
Lake Superior is at Ferris State.
I'm going to go a split there, too.
Really?
Ferris State coming all the way back from Alaska. Lake Superior has a better team than I think people give them credit for, and they're playing for, the playoffs, too. Split.
Anchorage and Alaska.
How about another split? Rivalries,
so.
A lot on the line. Fairbanks is trying to, they're both trying to get home ice in the playoffs, so I see a real intense, good series there. It's a great weekend for hockey.
It really is. And Northern Michigan at Alabama Huntsville. I think a lot of us, including myself, thought these are 4 points in the back pocket from Northern Michigan. Maybe not.
Well, it's going to be a real good series. I think you got to give Huntsville a lot of credit for how they're playing. But I think Northern's got too much at stake, and while Kyle does a good job. So I'm going to go with Northern with the sweep there.
Does Alabama Huntsville, do you think their motivation now is trying to derail some of these teams that they're playing?
Maybe. I know their coach made a comment about that. But at the same time, they're Division I players. They're a bunch of proud kids. And I'm sure they just want to, senior night probably for their seniors, obviously, down there. And I think they want to go out on a winning note. So they'll show up and they'll play hard.
What about the Gophers, coach, outside of the WCHA? Do you think they'll be number one, back to number one this week with Boston losing?
I don't think so. I think Minnesota played Penn State. Obviously, they're, newer program where Boston College lost to Notre Dame, in overtime. So I still like Boston College and their body of work. And by the way, I want to give the Houghton Gremlins a shout-out and good luck. And saw them play Saturday against Hancock. And thought it was a real good game for two periods. I enjoyed the game and fortunately got a little away from Hancock in the third. But good luck to Houghton, and they look like they have a nice team.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of hockey, so I was down in Minnesota watching the regional finals down there on Wednesday night down at Mariucci, and came back to watch the games here on Thursday. So it's a lot of good hockey going on, and we want to also wish Stillwater team good luck. We have a recruit on that team in the Minnesota State High School tournament. So lots going on, lots to watch, Dirk. So if you're a hockey person, this is a great time of year.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you down in Mankato.
Okay, thank you, Dirk.